Say big at Menards and keep cool in the summer heat with a new window air conditioner from Denali Air. Quickly and efficiently cool your spaces with auto and eco modes to maximize performance and save on energy costs. Featuring 3 fan cooling speeds and a remote control, allowing you to cool your space from anywhere in the room. Save big money on Denali Air. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. Stevie here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to comedian Aiko Tanaka Part 2. My favorite part of her interview was her talking about going back and living in Japan during the beginning of the pandemic. Thanks for tuning in. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. Very special guest tonight. Please welcome for the second time on the podcast, comedian Aiko Tanaka Part 2.
Hey.
What's up? It's been a minute. Where have you been? I've been asking Jeremiah. I was asking my sister brother Jeremiah Watkins. I'm like, have you seen her around? Have you seen her at Mike's?
Yeah.
And he's like, dude, I haven't seen her.
Yeah.
So catch
me
up today.
What did you guys think it happened to me? Tell me.
We both kind of just assumed like maybe she
died?
She moved away. No, we didn't think you died.
Oh, okay.
We were just assuming like, oh, maybe she moved away to a different state.
You guys are right.
Okay, now let's talk more about that.
Okay.
When did this happen? Why did you decide to do that? And when did it happen?
Okay, wait. That was 3 questions, right?
Okay, that was 2.
When was it? Okay, it happened like 2 years ago. I was in Japan. That's a different state, so you got it.
It's a different country.
A different country.
Yes.
Overseas.
Yes.
And then
Tokyo?
Yes, that's where I'm from.
Okay.
And then I was there for a while, mm-hmm. eating good food and mm-hmm. pandemic, mm-hmm. taking care of my family stuff. And then I went to East Coast for a little bit. Not my choice.
What do you mean not by choice?
I mean, I don't know why I say that because people from East Coast love this show.
They do? We can edit that out if you want me to edit that out. But
no,
you didn't say anything
bad.
Let's
keep it real. No,
New York?
Uh-huh.
Did you go to New York?
I've been there.
But where
no
were you?
No feeling.
But where? What state were you in?
I was nearby Boston.
Boston, Massachusetts.
Yeah. I went to college nearby there. Actually, I went to college in Franklin, Massachusetts.
Yes. You went back to college 2 years ago?
No, I didn't. I didn't. But then, I don't do that really. Mm-hmm. I don't. So then I was in East Coast for a little. It's really cold. It's so cold.
I know. I mean, right now it's probably 40 degrees.
So you've been to New York, right?
Twice. Okay. 2 or 3 times.
Do you love it? Because do you like it?
It's way different. I like it. The reason why I do like it is because they're more on my sleeping schedule because I'm a vampire. So it's a city that never sleeps. So at 4 in the morning, you could go get a sandwich at a deli, right?
But you don't sleep?
I do, but it's weird sleeping schedule. I sleep more. I'm nocturnal.
Nocturnal?
Well, I sleep mostly in the morning, like around 5 or 6 in the morning or 7 in the morning. So that's how New York is. They're up.
True.
So what were you doing out there? Were you hitting comedy mics?
I hit some comedy shows and stuff like that. And then, but it's good. People are nice. But you know, like people wear the shirt. It says, I love New York.
Yeah.
Like you're forcing it. Yeah. Like you have to remind yourself by wearing it.
So you wore I love New York shirts?
I didn't, but when I saw it, I was like, I think they're trying to love New York because you're supposed to love it. And then I was like, I was like trying to be in that level, and I was like, it's difficult, you know?
Oh my, why was it, how was it difficult?
So loud.
The all noises, the time?
People honking, it's too much. Oh, like in LA, people honk, but not that much. It's so intense. Like,
so the people are different there?
They have like place to go.
So it's like honk, honk. Just, it really is a city that never sleeps.
Right, and smell.
Wait, hold up.
What?
What do you mean by smell?
Like, you know, New York have a very... I shouldn't say... I love New York.
But the way you're talking about it doesn't sound like you do.
New York is one of my favorite cities.
It is.
To go
visit.
Some
of my heroes are from there. Like, you know, Q-Tip, and a lot of the music I like is from New York.
This is who else? Q-Tip?
De La Soul, Q-Tip, Tribe Called Quest. New York.
Oh, nobody's from L.A.?
Yeah, I have a lot. I like both. Mm. I like both. Mm-hmm, I like both. Mm-hmm. But how much were you paying for rent? Where were you staying?
That's a good question. Because it's tough. It's really expensive.
How much for a place this size? This place?
I'm not the one to, because, you know, you get comments. Like, this show is popular. Like, I get like a message on Instagram, random person, never heard of. And it's like, oh, I really enjoy you on this TV show. And I was like, wow.
Really?
Yeah, they use the word enjoy. So.
Okay.
And also, like, my dad, like, I've done stuff.
Your dad said something?
Because I've done stuff in my life, right? Like, yes. I've done some TV, whatever.
Mm-hmm,
and some stuff I'm not proud of. But I've done some stuff, and then he never really watches it. But then this show,
he said something
on the loop. He watches it.
Mr. Tanaka said
Mr.
something.
Mr. Tanaka over.
Can
and
I
over
show
again.
Him respect?
Yeah, right you now? Can show him respect. Yeah.
Okay, what's his name?
I mean, he left what's his us, name? But what's his Toshiki, name? Toshiki, Toshiki.
Okay, konnichiwa. Konnichiwa, Toshiki, Toshiki.
That's good.
Konnichiwa.
Yes.
Was that respect?
Yeah. He loves it.
He does?
He said, I'm really comfortable with you. Because he never seen me hanging out with friends. What do you mean?
So he thinks that it's like comfortable, like just the vibe.
I am comfortable here.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
What is it about, do you smell the humidifier?
No, like, I think you have a...
Home?
No, you know you have a certain way of talking, like the tone of the voice is.
I don't like my voice.
Why?
Because I sound like a mouse.
Wait, hold on. Okay, let me close my eyes.
Because
okay.
It's high pitched.
Talk to me.
It's high pitched.
Talk to me.
It's high pitched.
It's not a mouse. Mouse doesn't talk like that.
But it's like more like kind of like what would you say? It's more falsetto. What do you mean? No, you got to be agreeable. You're my intern here.
Okay,
so it's high pitched. It's not a deep voice.
Yeah.
It's very high.
I think deep voice would be too intimidating.
So if I, my stature, if I talk like this.
It's still funny.
Okay. So your father likes it because there's a comfortability.
Yeah.
And he could relate.
Yeah. It's some interview I have, I'm very stiff.
But not here.
No.
You feel free here.
Actually, I don't feel free. I feel home.
You feel at home. Yeah. Thank you so much. And the reason why, because she brought us snacks as
Pijoy.
Well. She brought... my intern, Haichu, grape.
Yeah.
And you bought these. And you sent me a care package because you couldn't make the last. We tried to schedule you.
Yeah.
Guess what? I checked my mail. She sent a whole package filled with crazy good snacks.
Crazy good.
I like the sour, the French onion potato chips.
Oh, yeah. Those are good.
Oh, my God. I should have saved you some. So thank you for that, Aiko. You're very giving and very mindful. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Tanaka, for watching and supporting the Stevie Weeby Show.
Yeah, he's watching. He didn't raise me, but he watches.
What do you mean he didn't raise me?
He wasn't around.
Your dad wasn't around.
He wasn't around, but he still watches the show.
Okay,
so.
What about your mom?
She raised me. She's like everything.
She raised you.
Like who I am. She made me who I am.
Oh, can I give her? What's her name?
Sue.
Okay, Sue, konnichiwa. Thank you for watching. Back to New York. What were you doing?
So I did some comedy and trying to figure out if I like East Coast or West Coast. And then even though it's awesome city that I really like and I care about.
Mm-hmm. No, keep talking. I just take notes. Keep going.
Okay. But then I like LA.
Better than the East Coast. Yeah. Comedy scene, comedy community.
No, I don't think about comedy scene. I mean, I should, but I just think about me being comfortable.
So you're more comfortable in LA?
Yeah.
You know what? You know what I remember you? Like, when I was doing mics with you?
Yes.
You were one of the, like, there's a few people that are really just, I was comfortable around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Rob was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
You. But you, I remember, remember Meltdown?
Yes.
I remember I went in there and signed in, and it was when I, like, my first week or two.
Yeah.
And it was overwhelming because there's so many comedians, and I didn't know where to go. And you made me feel welcome. You go, hey, Steve, you can sit with us. do you remember that? It was in the main store where the comic books are.
Yeah.
And I was just looking around, and it was like the who's who of the open mic comedy scene. And you're the only one that said, welcome me. You're like, Steve, come here. You're with us. Do you remember that?
You're my friend.
I know.
Why
and then
not?
You were not only nice to me there. Yeah. Remember Marty's?
Yes.
You were nice to me there, too.
Yeah.
I remember one night because I didn't do well. And because I was doing the cowboy. My cowboy.
I love the cowboy. You got to bring
it
back.
But no one else liked it. And I remember you even stayed after because Marty gave me a lecture. You stayed like a concerned older sister or younger sister, and you were just standing with me, and Marty was giving me a lecture on how to improve my act, and you were standing there as a support system. Do you remember that?
Maybe. I think I was, like, blown away because
you're probably the only one that liked that.
It's, like, you've seen it before?
She hasn't seen it. She's heard about it.
Okay, I think you have to bring it back.
But you're the only one that liked it.
Because it's different?
It's different, but it wasn't a comedy bit. It was more of a musical bit, and that's where I realized, like, what am I doing this for? Because, you know, I told the story.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you liked it.
Yeah.
Thank
wait,
you.
Let's dig into it. Wait, did you tell me why you were doing the cow bit? Like, why were
the
you
cowboy?
Selling the... you were selling cow. And you go... Like, you know, I can't do it, but you say the price. And then I thought it was so brave.
Time stamp. This time specifically. Because I prefer.
That was
insane. I love that you supported it.
I do
and you
support.
Like, you liked it.
Yeah.
But I've talked about it so much, and I don't do it anymore, but thank you. It was the $40 bidder, you know, $40 bidder.
Right.
Yeah, I did the bidder thing. It was two guy cowboys that go into a record company, and they get signed by a label, and then I did a whole thing until the end. By the way, I did it at Meltdown, and it was cricket. It was, and then but I was sweating. You know, I had to commit to it.
You commit.
I committed to it.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, so back to you, huh? Back to you. So, how long were you in New York?
I was there for a month, and then I was nearby Boston area for a while.
Mm-hmm. And did you like Boston?
It's nice city,
it
right?
Was a nice,
it's
but
nice
did you do
city.
Comedy in Boston?
Mm-hmm, I've done it.
You did?
Yeah.
Now, what's the scene? Are there open mic? Like, how did you find mics?
Somebody I know from LA moved to Boston.
And told you.
And then you meet them, and then they start putting on your show. But some comics in Boston, like, I mean, New York is for comedy. It's amazing.
Amazing.
Like, why
is it? Because the accessibility? Because I heard in New York you could get up like 10 times a night or something.
I just saw it and I was like, wow, this is like, it's just like really amazing. Like, it moved me.
It did.
But the lifestyle itself for me, because like taking the train and all that stuff.
So you took the subway system.
Yeah, I did.
You have to in New York, right?
Yeah.
So no cars.
No cars.
Okay, so you're taking the subway from this mic to that mic.
Yeah. And then... So that's not, I'm not really into that, but comedy scene is amazing. And then so is Boston. Like, comedy is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But the snow, and, you know, they have ticks, you know, about like the bugs, it fall from the tree or something.
The ticks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They didn't tell me about it until I got there.
So they have ticks and mites there.
Yeah.
And did they fall on your skin?
I heard about it, and I see the poster. Like, why are you freaking out?
Oh, no,
out?
Just saying. Yeah.
So we don't have that here.
Yes, we do. I've had them in here.
Wait, what? Are you joking right now? Wait, are you joking what? Right now? Wait, are you joking right
maybe,
now?
Maybe, maybe not, but I don't want you to this.
Wait,
to affect,
hold up.
I don't want this
hold
to affect
up.
Your interview.
Okay. You know, I'm like making this whole essay about East Coast and then West Coast.
Yes.
And then ticks, therefore West Coast. And then now you have ticks here.
Well,
how
yeah,
did that
in
happen?
California. Well, there's ticks everywhere. There's ticks what? In different states. Yeah, it's not just New York.
Wait, are you lying to me right now? No.
No, I mean, right? There's ticks and mites everywhere. If
okay.
There's trees.
Okay. So how did? Okay, I need to know before I move on with myself. I need to know your tick story for a little bit. How did that happen? How did you find
it's
it?
It's just this is an old building, and once in a blue moon, I might see a tick on the wall. There's nothing. There's no ticks. They're not going to fall on you. Once in a blue moon, I might see one, and I just go boop, and then
you're not scared.
No. Oh. Because there's different kinds of insect sprays for ticks and mites, right? Yeah.
Wow.
It's no big deal. Really? And do you have a insect phobia? Like, what's going on? Were you bitten by a bug or something when you were a kid?
I don't like anything that bite me and then can cause disease.
Oh, like Lyme disease?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's how often is that a very is that a common thing? I don't know. We might have to look that up. You're not going to get Lyme disease here, okay? I'll guarantee you that.
Okay.
I'm more scared of spiders and scorpions. Pick like a black widow or brown spider, because that's poisonous. So you're not scared of spiders?
No.
Just ticks and mites.
Spider, I catch it and I release it to the nature because they're so cute.
Even a black widow, like a poisonous spider?
I don't think I've seen black widow, but I wouldn't know the difference. So I think it's just a regular spider.
Yeah. So maybe like a wolf spider.
Yeah. Okay. And I just catch it and release it.
Okay, so what else in New York? So you were scared of mites.
Who is that? Little Ray.
Yeah, this is Little Ray. He's a character.
Yeah.
And he was on a... Remember the puppet show I used to do? Little Ray's World at the end of every episode? I haven't done it in a while.
You don't do it anymore?
No, I haven't because I'm so busy. I'm so much busier now because I'm doing another... I was doing two additional podcasts, but now I'm doing one additional podcast with Jeremiah. And that's a lot of, that's a lot
what
of time.
What happened to the one?
What do you mean?
The one you don't do anymore.
Oh, they replaced me. Okay. Yeah, they replaced me. So that, because people have been asking. They just basically, all in a nutshell, they replaced me. Okay?
With who?
With a comedian.
Who
okay?
is it?
I won't say people know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But people don't.
I have to Google.
Yeah, you'll Google it. I don't want to. Yeah, because I promise I wouldn't, talk openly about it. It is what it is. He's a very talented guy, and they replaced me. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have to work just more on this and Scissor Bros.
Got it.
Have you seen Scissor Bros?
I haven't yet.
Okay, that's fine. that's fine. but you love Jeremiah. You know Jeremiah.
He's such a great guy.
What three things do you love about Jeremiah?
He's tall.
It.
So one time, he's so energized.
Yeah.
So then, okay, comedy scene, everybody's like sad, I guess. But then he's always like in a good mood. So then I ask him so what do you eat? And then I know this is a conversation we had. Like, I'm not making up, but this is not a dream.
How long ago was this?
Long time ago. Mm-hmm. And then he said he eat canned food, like a canned food.
You know, that's crazy because I was just at his place. I saw canned beans.
Yeah, he told me he eat canned food.
I saw canned baked beans
in
his kitchen.
Then I was like, oh,
yeah, write that down. Write that down. Canned baked beans.
Yeah.
Okay, and then what else?
Maybe that was right. So I was like, okay, that's awesome.
Yes.
And
what else did you ask him?
I think that's when I say, okay, that's good. I don't think I can do that.
So you're not with canned food.
I feel like some kind of refugee if I eat canned food. Right?
Okay, that's funny. Okay.
But then I also always wanted to be tall. I'm always short. And then when you're short, people pick on you. But then it's too late now.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, what does tall people eat? told happy people, what do they eat? I was like, my sister told me I have to drink milk, but I can't drink milk.
Are you lactose intolerant? Yes. Me too. So you get diarrhea?
Don't you feel special that you are that?
I get diarrhea.
Yeah.
My mom
but
too.
But don't you feel special that you have that talent?
What, being lactose intolerant?
Yes.
I don't think it's a talent. I think it's just, it's a thing where you can't, because I like cereal.
Yeah.
I can't eat.
But then you're a spurrier, so you do the plant milk, right?
How do you
don't
know?
You feel you
know,
better?
How do you know all these things? Yeah, oat milk and almond milk.
Yeah, like because you
it's
don't
not the same
you
though.
Don't do soy. You're better than soy, so that's why you do oat milk, right?
How do you know these things?
You
how do
you
know?
Better.
How do you know I don't do soy?
Because
I've been called a soy boy before. That's why.
Soy boy?
Yeah. So it's a term they use
for
like a weaker man, or like a more kind of like. Yeah,
wait,
like
okay, this is a topic.
You haven't heard
forget
soy
about,
boy?
Forget
like, you
about
heard
the
soy boys?
Okay, I like this is a topic I really like.
Okay.
Soy boy. Okay, never heard soy boy before. I was never called soy women.
It's more towards men, I think. Soy boy. You haven't heard soy boy? It's a thing. If you Google it, it's a term they use. It's a derogatory kind of term like a weaker
but
man.
But you are not weak, though.
I know I'm not, but it's like my voice and my height. They're like, soy boy.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm-mm-mm. Yeah. Is that interesting to you?
Yeah, I like people's weakness.
What the hell is that supposed to be? You do?
Yeah, that's like my interest.
Yeah. Wow. You've never heard of this term?
Never heard before.
Yeah, I hadn't either until the last year or two.
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, last year you were
called?
Yeah,
well, no, I just
boy?
Heard it on other podcasts. I'm like, and then I looked it up.
Oh, somebody called you?
Yeah, people have called me that. It's fine.
Oh.
It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say, okay, so who cares? Soy boy. I like soy sauce. I don't mm-hmm. care. Soy boy. Soy milk? I don't know, but it, you know, it's just a name.
It sounds nice to me, soy boy.
Because you're positive and you look at things more in a positive light.
Like a soy, it gives you estrogen, like nicer skin, like a soy boy with nice skin. Like,
see, that's why we love Miss Tanaka here, because she turns everything into positivity.
I love coming here. Yeah.
Yes, that's great.
Yeah.
Now, what are you back officially in Los Angeles? Are you? Where are you living right now? And when did you go back to Japan? Because when I talked to you, you were in Tokyo. So what happened?
I feel like I'm getting investigated.
No, you're not being interrogated.
Interrogated.
Yes.
That's a good word. Interrogated.
You know what?
How this do I sound? Interrogated.
Interrogated. That's right. But people, other comics might watch this and be like, and then get updated and be like, oh, I didn't know she was there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. So I should like fabricate it a little bit?
No. You don't. No, just be honest.
I was in Europe.
You were in Europe?
I wasn't.
You weren't in Europe.
I'd never been there.
But why would you bring that up?
I don't know. Because you said to make it sounds better.
No. I'm just saying.
I was doing comedy in Europe.
Update them on what you've been up to. So you were in Japan.
I was in Japan. That sounds good, right?
But you were.
I was in Japan.
When?
Like when in the beginning of pandemic.
And beginning of pandemic, how long?
I'm not good with that stuff. You know when you fill out the paperwork to move and then you have to write it down. From here to here, you are living in this address.
Yes.
I'm not good at that. I always lie.
You lie?
Yeah, this place, I've been there for like, 8 years. I always lie.
You always lie. Why do you lie about that?
Because I'm not good with like the time, days.
Oh, so you're not lying. You're just giving your best answer because you don't remember. You're not lying. You just can't remember how long you were there.
Okay, that sounds stupid.
No, but it's not. I'm sure other humans have
it
dealt
with
it.
It sounds like I'm the soy boy.
Soy boy. So when you did that at the post office. The U.S. Post Office, you have to do it there, right?
Yes.
And then you do that to let them know so your mail could get shipped to your new resident, right?
Mm-hmm.
Residence.
Mm-hmm.
So where in Tokyo were you staying at? Your mom's or your dad's?
My mom. I can't stay with my dad.
You can't?
Because he has a new family. I'm opening up too much.
No, that's fine.
You know, like podcasts, I kissed it.
So your dad is married.
But then yes. You know the podcast sometimes you share too much. Has that ever happened to you?
All the time.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Like what did you share?
Where do I begin?
I talk about him in the jeans and I'm like, that is so private, like because like my leg's short, whatever, and then just kept on thinking about it, you know?
I've shared stuff where they know how dry my scrotum is.
Wait, what?
Time stamp that. Okay. Hey, is the recorder still on? Okay. It looked dark from here. Yeah, so I've shared like that private of a thing.
No, because...
Of how dry my skin gets.
Oh, me too.
But not as dry as me.
No. Oh, my God. Okay, fish skin, like fish food?
Okay.
This also, besides soy boy, this is my favorite topic. Okay.
You have dry skin?
I have eczema. Do you?
Yeah, on my nuts. Timestamp all this. I don't know why I'm blurting this out. It gets dry.
I get eczema.
So eczema is you get a rash?
Yes. I shouldn't talk about it, but let's talk about it. They can cut it off, right? Because I don't want people to be grossed
out.
No.
They've heard this, right? I've discussed this on several of these podcasts. Like, they already know. To the point where people email me, like, recommending lotions and oils and coconut cream, all kinds of stuff. So it's fine.
Same thing with drinking a plant milk. Don't you feel superior that you have dry skin?
Do I feel superior?
Yeah.
So you think, is it like a superhero?
It's like power? A skill that you are sensitive.
So they could call me, if I was a superhero, what would you call me? Dry man?
Not dry man, but... I'm not good with improvising.
Or little fish food man.
I wouldn't put little because it's disrespectful.
But what about Lil Wayne?
Lil Wayne?
Yeah, like there's a lot of rappers that have Lil something. Lil Wayne.
They came up with it.
Oh.
So then I think it's okay. They're calling themselves Little.
Okay.
So if I name you Little, I think it's rude.
That's fine.
Yeah.
So where did you get your eczema?
Here?
On your elbows?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, where else?
That's pretty much it.
But that's not even that bad.
No, it's bad. It's really bad.
You just put cream on it.
But then I just happened to meet this woman, Dr.
A dermatologist?
She's like a child doctor. What is it called?
Pediatric dermatologist?
Oh, that's a hard one.
Well, I'm just guessing. I don't know if that's real.
Pediatric?
So, yeah, for kids.
I can do it.
Okay.
Pediatric dermatologist,
yes,
right?
Yeah, so you saw one of them.
She just happened
What's her
to
name?
Be. Dr. Brown.
So shout out to Dr. Brown.
She's amazing. So then she told me to use CeraVe.
I know what that is.
Yeah.
It has the white and green bottle.
Yes. And then since then, I'm good.
So that clears up eczema?
Yes. Like, don't put anything else.
Okay, so you have your own dermatologist.
It just happened to be friends of friends. You like baby wipes, huh?
What? How do you know that?
Because I love baby wipes, but I went to use the restroom and you have so much baby wipes. And I'm like, what? Are we same people? Because it's not two baby wipes. You saw a lot. 11 baby wipes. And then not just one is open. Many of them is open. So I'm like,
why did you do that in my bathroom?
I saw it.
You were investigating?
I wasn't investigating, but at the same time, I saw it. Okay. And I'm like, I love baby wipes.
I'm obsessed. Because every time I'm at the grocery store,
yeah.
I walk by that aisle. I get a specific kind
really?
I can't use the other brand.
Why is that?
It's the texture, the smell, the scent.
Wow.
I need a certain scent. Mine's a cucumber one, if you looked. I have a cucumber one.
Yes.
And I don't remember the last time I took a shit and used toilet paper. It's been a decade.
Yes.
I only used... baby wipe, and when I take a shit, I have a certain ritual, because I don't use just one, I use two.
Oh. I got it.
Okay, yeah. you got it?
But then I totally agree on the texture thing, because everything about, like, okay, I hate cheese, but I just like string cheese, because the texture
of it,
right?
Yes, I love it too. And it's the... I like it is the peeling of it.
Right. I don't even like the taste. It's disgusting kind of, but then I love the
moment. The texture. Yeah.
It's just really relaxing.
So you use baby wipes too?
I do use baby wipes for different things, but I just use it for everything.
But use it for what I mentioned, like, what I just mentioned like 3 minutes ago?
That's something else, but...
So you don't use it for that?
No, but just I need to wipe everything.
Are you like a germaphobe? It's like... Is it like, is it because of germs or something? Like you have to...
I don't know. No, Japanese culture, I think we like to... Yeah. Yo. You've been there. You've been to Japan. You never been to Japan? You're almost Japanese.
I'm 10%. That's so crazy. Wait, what? I'm 10% Japanese.
How did I predict it? Did you tell me?
You know the thing with her? If she... Because you're a great comic and people love you. But if you had a, if you had another life...
Yes.
You could be a psychic.
What?
Because she's been hitting them all the ballpark. Everything you've been saying, I'm like, oh, yeah.
That is
yeah.
crazy.
Right? Yeah.
Wow.
So say that again, like.
You must be Japanese. No, you're no, almost
I am,
Japanese.
No, that my okay, so can I tell you the story?
Yes.
My brother, me, my brother, my mom, and yeah. My brother's girlfriend, Kalila, went yeah. to Hawaii.
Yeah.
And we were there at the resort, and my brother brought it up during breakfast. He goes, oh, I took their podcast. They got a sponsor, a DNA like wow. business. And he's like, I took the real DNA test.
Yeah.
And he goes, did you? And it said 10% Japanese. I think from the Okinawa region. I don't, yeah.
You guys are both
I'm
10, Japanese.
I'm 10%.
Wow.
And my mom, because my mom was freaked out more. Because
she
thought
like
we were. No. She was just shocked. She didn't know.
Right.
Something in the timeline in our family, you know.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Japanese culture and Korean culture are very close.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So yeah, 10%. I mean, that's a pretty good chunk,
wow.
wouldn't you say? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
So, I think it was in the Okinawa
Hi.
Region.
Hi.
They could pinpoint it
yes.
to what region of Japan.
Wow.
I'm going to put this out in the universe. I want to go there so bad.
You're going there.
I want to go to Tokyo.
It.
I want to go there so bad.
Yes. You're going there.
What about Japan is just fascinating?
What about it is fascinating?
Yes.
Wait, is it a question?
Yes. Is it that there's great food?
I'm from there.
Yeah, but
fascinating.
They have great udon and.
Yeah, food is amazing. Mm-hmm. People are very kind. Train is on time.
Okay.
It's so no transportation.
Is it like the future?
Is, so
is it like when you're there, you're in the future?
No, Japan is the future. Like we are a day ahead.
No, I didn't. Like, literally, I meant, like, technologically.
Technologically.
Aren't there a lot of lights and fluorescent lights and it's like...
Yes.
It's crazy.
You're gonna love it.
Is it like New York where it's the city...
It's different. Even though I love New York so much, but then it's different from Japan.
Mm-hmm. Have you heard of Yuto Origami?
Yuto?
I want to give him a shout out because he...
His last name is Origami?
Origami. Yuragami.
Hiragami?
Yuto Origami.
Hiragami. Okay. Yuto Origami-san.
Yuto Origami, gold medal in skateboarding Olympics.
Wait, that's your friend?
I don't know. I haven't met him yet. he's a friend of a friend. So my friend Andrew, shout out to Andrew.
This is the time to shout out.
Yeah, shout him out. He's okay. He was the Olympic coach for the U.S. skateboarding team,
mm-hmm.
but he's also really good friends with Yuto.
Wow.
You haven't heard of Yuto?
Mm-mm.
Gold medal.
Mm.
For Japan.
Mm.
But go back to Japan. What else do you like about it?
I love that how neat it is. Like, there's no trash box.
What? There's no littering?
There's no littering. So when you have a trash, you just take it home with shame.
What the?
Yes.
Why?
Yeah, because then you recycle and... You fold it like origami and
oh
then
my
take
God.
It home.
So it's yeah. clean.
It's so clean.
Is it cheap to live in Tokyo?
I wouldn't say that.
How much for like a one bedroom do you think or a studio?
Wow, so depends. If you're in the center
of Tokyo?
Tokyo, it can be a little bit more pricey. Same as LA, I think.
Okay.
And then outskirts of Tokyo.
Country.
Yeah, but then you can be go to center like in 30 minutes.
Yes.
Then that would be a little cheaper.
It will.
Yeah.
I'll live in the country out there.
Okay, you can do it.
I could do it.
Yeah.
For like $1,000 a month.
Yeah, you should do it.
Maybe
Why
we
don't
should,
you do
maybe
it?
Maybe we should take the Stevie Weeby show to Tokyo.
Hi.
Yeah?
Yeah. Do it.
But
do
we'll
it.
Be. I don't know the language.
It's okay. Body language.
What else is fascinating?
I teach Japanese.
What else is fascinating about Japan?
What else is fascinating about Japan yes. is that what did I say? Train is amazing, food is amazing, people are good. Isn't that good enough?
What about there's great artists that are like manga?
Oh, manga?
Yeah.
You like manga or no?
No, I don't. I'm not too familiar. I just know a lot of people. It's a common thing there, right?
Love manga.
So describe to the viewers who might not know what that is. It's
the manga.
It's art.
Everybody
know
manga.
But I know, but not in everyone in America might know what manga is. So describe it to the viewers and listeners what manga is. Manga
is. what's the equivalent to manga here? Comic book. But then Japanese version of it.
Why do you think so many Japanese are so good at drawing and art?
I think we are good with hands.
Is that what it
yes.
is? Because there's so, like, their comics are so much more advanced.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we are coming from future.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even, like, me and Jeremiah started watching Cowboy Bebop.
Oh, that's like a cool one.
That's a cool one. It's about a bounty hunter. Yeah. I'm just learning. We're on episode 3 now.
Yes.
But it's like, they're like 20, 24 minute episodes. But it's about a bounty hunter in the future. Mm-hmm. And he's got his own spaceship. Mm-hmm. And he's a bounty hunter.
He also have a good work ethic. Doesn't he?
Yeah,
he's like
does.
So good.
Yeah, he does. So
I
you know about
that.
Cowboy Bebop.
No, Jeremiah.
No,
has a good work ethic.
Oh, you're everyone knows that.
Yeah,
how
it's
do you
good.
Know that? How do you know that about Jeremiah?
He's like very good and focused, right?
He is the most, and he's going to hate this, because I always compliment him.
He doesn't like to be complimented?
No, not with this. Not with this.
I love it.
I'm going to put this
you
up.
You give it to me. You give me something.
Jeremiah is the hardest working, one of the hardest working people I've ever met in my whole life. He is on 24/7. I don't know how he sleeps. He's always like boom, boom, like
canned food. That
beans.
Does it. Baked beans.
Yes.
Oh.
Okay. So we'll get off. I'm fascinated with Japan. I'm sorry. I'm
okay.
a fan of it.
Okay.
So you were out there. Were you doing comedy in Japan, or were you writing stuff material?
To be honest, I didn't do anything in Japan, but like my family stuff, I had to do. And then I ate good food.
What are some of the best foods
great.
There in Japan? Yeah, what are some good foods?
7-Eleven. It's great. It's so good, konbini.
So the Japanese 7-Eleven
yeah.
is good.
I think it's safe for me to say that. Like, I won't get canceled. You
You're
know,
not gonna
like,
get
if I say, oh, East Coast is something, what does she know? She's not even from here. Anyways. Yeah. Convenience store is way better in Asia, and everybody agree, and that's
Why?
The statement.
Why? In what ways? Do they?
What
get,
way?
Can
what
I buy
do you
sushi
mean?
There?
Yes, you can.
In 7-Eleven.
Yes.
I could buy a thing of sushi,
yeah.
like a hand roll, like a.
Yeah, it's not
hand.
As good as you get in it at the restaurant.
Yeah.
But konbini, you can buy everything from stationaries to.
Well, you buy
I bought T-shirt from 7-Eleven.
Really?
Uh-huh. And actually, it was undergarment, but I thought it was
Do
T-shirt.
Do they sell this?
What is that?
It's nicotine. Can you buy this
you
in Japan?
You gave this to me last time.
No, I did. Did I?
You said try it.
Okay, well, we're going to do a part two of that.
Okay.
But you got, didn't you get lightheaded?
You think I'm soy boy? That's how you use it, right?
Home run out the ballpark. Oh, the timing. Your timing is impeccable. Okay, so I don't want... I don't want you to get dizzy.
Okay.
Right here.
That's what you had. I thought you
to
had a missing tooth.
To quit... I do have several missing teeth. Dude,
you do?
Her memory is just too good.
It's
I
not even
hate
the memory.
You,
I didn't know you had
this stuff.
You have
so
a missing tooth? Okay.
I have several.
How did you break it? Wait, this is not a drug though, because I don't promote that.
It's a nicotine.
Nothing
in a way
against
it's nicotine. So it is. It's nicotine. Spit it out as soon as you
look at the way she's
It's like a toothpaste?
No, you just you don't have to buy it. You just keep it in here. Okay, let's describe to the listeners and viewers. Is there a stinging on your gums?
I wouldn't say it's good.
So what does it taste like?
It tastes like
peppermint.
Yeah.
Okay, but what is it? Are you getting lightheaded from the nicotine?
Like Tampax? Like a cut Tampax?
Okay, so it's flavored? Not good. It's not good.
Not my favorite food.
Okay, you could just put it right here. It's not food. Really? It's just it's for this because I'm trying to quit this. And I'm not going to push this on you because this is the real.
I think you gave me that last time.
I gave you tobacco.
It looks like Oreo, but it's not that. Okay. I don't even smoke or drink. So
that's good. So you've never done marijuana or liquor?
I just don't. Alcohol is too. Same reason why I don't drink Red Bull or coffee. It's just.
So you don't drink coffee?
I can't do coffee. It's too much.
Oh my God.
Why? Do you like coffee?
I just drank a whole cup before you all came.
That's why you don't
and
sleep.
A Red Bull. And a Red Bull.
Okay. I got it. I got the solution. That's why you sleep in the morning because you are on the Red Bull. Maybe you are not nocturnal. You're just.
Okay. Charles, do you agree with her or do you disagree?
Yes. Because we connected with Haichu.
So
yeah.
Your statement is the reason why I don't sleep is because I throughout the day I'm drinking Red Bull and
yes.
coffee.
Yeah. So like too much.
But it wears off, doesn't it? I mean there has
it
to be.
It wears off around morning time and then you go to bed.
Do you agree with that?
Yes. 1,000%.
Hold up. You're not off the hook because you've actually drank Red Bull at night within here filming other episodes.
Because she has to work.
I know. But
she's committed.
So did that affect your sleeping schedule?
Yes.
Okay, I agree.
Wow.
I'll stop doing that.
Wow. Okay.
So
I can't wait to see you next time. I want to know.
When does a normal person sleep, do you think? Like a normal working, kind of like a blue collar person, like at 9 p.m., 10 p.m., wouldn't you say?
Yeah, like 11.
Is that what time do you guys sleep?
Yeah, I'm...
12, midnight?
Yeah. But I love to sleep too much. Like me, I sleep too much. That's not good.
How many? 14 hours?
I shouldn't talk about how.
Because I'm the same way.
I love taking
14
a nap.
Hours.
I think, I love taking a nap. I love sleeping. It just.
How many hours a night?
I can go for a long time.
Okay, hold up. Maybe,
and then well, I don't
boogers
even.
Boogers came out. What about boogers?
And
what's a long time?
What's a long time? 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Like I can sleep like 11 hours, no problem. I don't even wake up. Is it bad?
No, I mean there's nothing wrong with that. I cherish sleep.
Eh?
I cherish it. I love it.
Me too.
It's one of my favorite things.
Me too.
Do you have nightmares or dreams? Do you remember some of your dreams?
Sometimes I have dreams, but I don't really have nightmares. No.
You don't?
It's pretty like good time.
So, no, you've never had a nightmare, no haunt?
No, I had it one time. I used to, when I was a kid, I used to, dig the hole on the ground mm-hmm. and then pour water and then, like, get paper and then put ants on it. And I just, like, because I didn't have many friends. So, I'm like.
So, that's what you did.
I was so into it. And then one day, I think nature got upset because I guess some ant died. And then, like, if I see that, what is it called? Ant cave, whatever, I will dig it and then try to find,
like an ant farm.
Yeah, I was trying to find the queen ant. And then, you know, I was just ant killer back then.
Why did you do that? I used to do stuff like kids do that. I used to catch
what
bees.
What did you do?
Well,
bees sting you, though.
I know. So as a kid, I used to take Ziploc bags.
Ooh.
And I don't know. And then.
Hostage.
Yeah. But then, and then I used to take, we used to play tennis as a kid.
Yeah.
You know the tennis string? Before you put it in the racket, we used to, you know, the yellow jacket
yes,
bees?
Yes,
we used to whip them. There's like a lot of them like congregating by the pro shop.
Yeah.
And so I did it like as a kid. And then one of them stung me. And I never did it again.
same thing
yeah,
to me too.
And then, ah!
Me
yeah,
too.
And I started crying.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
me and Yosef, I was pouring the water on the bee house, whatever, beehive, and I kept on doing it, and the bee stung me here.
Right here.
Yeah. After that, I learned my lesson.
Yeah.
Never mess with them again.
Don't. Oh my god. So I want to get back to your comedy. Are you back doing your comedy?
Yes.
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 Here in LA.
Here.
Oh, that's great. So what? How has it been? How often you go up? And do you have new material? I want to hear all about it.
Why?
Because this is your episode, and people want to know.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's
so go ahead. Where? And then not only that, where can people watch Aiko Tanaka perform as well?
That's a good one. Mm-hmm. I'll post that on the Instagram.
What about right now on your?
Because interview? And then if I say that, oh, by the time this episode go up, I won't be there anymore, right?
Next week it'll come. Next Wednesday.
This is so fast.
What are you talking about?
You guys move so fast.
What are you talking about?
What do you mean? What are you talking
about? Like fast as far as just the episode itself, like today, like
what editing and then putting out and.
Okay, this is going back to my sleeping. Why do you think I sleep? What do you think? I'm just sitting up. No, I'm after you leave tonight.
Yes,
I'm like, and I'm uploading and I'm on Premiere and I'm editing your episode and I'm putting it on audio platform. Wow. Yeah, I'm doing. Yeah, I'm working. Like after you gone, I'm like. Dedicate this whole night to editing your episode.
That is nice.
It's I want to get it done.
Oh, so I think you're one of the hardest working people I know. Want me to say that, but do work really hard.
I appreciate it, but that's not even true.
Do you like it when people give you compliment? No.
I don't know why I struggle with it because because I'm hard on myself.
You are?
Yeah, because, okay, I'll be honest with you. I do get my stuff done, but I'm like, I don't go above and beyond. I get it done and I'm like, okay, I'm done. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And other people aren't like that. They're like, okay, more. I got to do more.
These people dies.
So what are you, that's interesting.
There's stress too much.
Stress.
Yeah, it's not good. I'm chill.
Because in Asian culture,
yes,
and this is I don't want to generalize, but I think that I have a right to say this. A lot of Asian cultures overwork themselves.
Wow.
Don't you think? Yeah, is that a safe thing to say? So you're the same way. You get it done, but you're like, I'm going to relax now.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I have my other job. I translate and I work with kids. I teach Japanese.
You do?
Yeah.
Where, like, when did you start doing this?
I've been doing it for a while. I teach kids Japanese online, and then for that, I'm really focused because I'm like...
You teach Japanese kids online?
Yeah.
Okay, so how do they get services from you as far as...
I work for the company, so I don't know if I should be saying the name
of the company. Why not? This is a free commercial for them. Why not? Why wouldn't you? They would love it.
Yeah?
Yeah, they would love it. It's free promotion. They'd be like... You know, if you say it, they might say, oh. Like,
but then what if somebody like, okay, I think all your listener is kind, right? Because that's the vibe you put it out.
I try to be positive.
But okay? Then sometimes as a woman, you get crazy like a message.
You do?
Not as bad because I don't check it, to be honest. But sometimes it's like shocking.
Like to you directly. Well, that's just the nature of the internet and people are just...
It doesn't happen to you.
Oh, yeah.
Like what? A lot of time people are like...
I mean, I've gotten to the point where one time I did Jeremiah's solo podcast when it was around the area.
Yeah.
And I was overslept.
Yeah.
And he came here and vlogged it. He ran over here.
Yeah.
And people found out where I lived. And so... People were messaging me like, dude, I Google mapped. I know where you live, bro. Watch your back.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah. And so I was scared and I go.
Why do you have to watch your back? They have to watch their back for stalking you.
I don't know. I was just scared. And I told Jeremiah, can you put that? Edit that out on the vlog?
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, I didn't know. I'm sorry. Because people like they freeze frame certain streets and yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so I got that. I had to deal with that. And it's 50-50. I mean, that's just the yin and yang of
that's
life.
That's crazy.
You get positive comments, but then you get mean comments. I get it all the time. I just choose not to read it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because if I read it, I get in my head. And you know, the positive ones, yeah, if they have like constructive criticism or something. But like some people are just outright mean.
Right. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah. So, but like, let's go back to you. So you've gotten that.
Sometime or like they're like, check out my music on the SoundCloud. Like I get that a lot. I'm like, I'm not a producer, but there's so many of it.
They want you to check out their music music video.
Yeah, or like purchase merchandise or something.
Yes, but that's not so bad.
It's not
bad. They're just promoting themselves.
Yeah,
right?
Or some people can be rude, but yeah, I guess that's the game of internet.
Yeah, on Instagram, Facebook, like where?
Like Instagram, but I hardly ever check message on social media.
You don't?
No.
But we are going to promote your Instagram.
No, I love comments. I check the comments.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Yes.
What are you?
But I'm good at teaching kids.
Okay, let's go. Can we give it your...
Maybe not the company, but then that's what I enjoy doing that. Because Japanese is a really easy language to learn.
It is.
Do you speak...
Korean?
Yes.
Not
really? Is
I,
it like
I
my
English?
I understand
it. Yeah. I understand it. I can't speak it back. So, and I can only understand when my mom speaks to me because she speaks to me in a certain way.
Cadence
and the way she enunciates certain words.
It's like a communicating with dog, right? The dog doesn't understand the language, but they're like, they understood. Because, okay,
that's
sit.
That's actually a pretty funny analogy. We'll keep that in there. You kind of.
Yeah.
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 But going back to Japanese, how is it easy?
So easy. You guys would learn it in, I think, like 8 months.
I could learn it?
Yeah. So easy. Japanese is one of the easiest language I speak.
Can you say this to the camera?
Yeah.
In Japanese, how are you doing today?
Genki desu ka?
That's it?
Yeah. Genki.
That was so fast.
And then it's so similar
to
Korean.
Can you say it one more time? That was so fast.
Genki desu ka?
Genki desu ka?
Mm-hmm. Perfect. So now you're Japanese.
You are 10%.
15%.
Okay. Genki desu ka?
Genki desu ka.
Okay.
Yeah. That's good enough.
That's good.
Wait, I have a question though.
Yes.
So how did you lose your teeth? Which, like, how?
Okay. You want the long or short answer?
Because we're good. Oh no,
We're getting to the last 10 minutes of the whole. It flew by. This episode.
It did flew by.
Can I get? Should I give you the short answer? Okay. I don't like going to the dentist.
Huh?
I don't like going to the dentist.
Right.
But I brush every day.
Yeah.
Can I tell you?
It seems like it shouldn't have a teeth there to begin with. It looks fine.
But can I give you, in my defense?
Yes.
The last one that fell out, because one of them fell out when I was on the road with Jeremiah. We're doing podcasting.
So he did it?
No, we were in the car going to the venue.
Yeah.
And we ate Philly cheesesteak sandwiches.
Yeah.
And I had a piece of onion stuck in my tooth.
Yeah.
And I pulled it out, and the whole tooth came out.
Wow.
And so in the car, I go, hey, guys, I didn't mean to freak you out, but my tooth... just fell out, and they were just dying. They were like, I think that was a joke. They were like, oh, yeah. And I showed them. I go, see?
Wow.
But you know why? I did a root canal.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Expensive procedure.
Yes.
For deep cavities.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't go back to get the second part to get the molar put in.
Mm-mm.
And so there was just a hole there.
Oh.
So anytime I would just chew on this side of the mouth.
Yeah.
And so with this, I would I just left it as is because I knew there was no pain. They cut the nerve off.
Yeah.
And so through time it decayed. Well, the hole got, because I didn't get it filled in.
Yes.
It got to like a well.
Wow.
And so I pulled stuff out of it and I would try
not to. It came out clean.
No, it was like, it looked like, what did it look like? Like a burnt, it looked like wood, like a wood, like a white brown wood piece. Yeah.
I go to Korean dentist because he's the best. He's so good. Dr. Brian in Korea. I love Koreatown.
Can we shout him out?
Yeah, Dr. Brian. E-Dream Dentistry. So my
tooth. E-Dream?
Yeah, my tooth is a little crooked, right? So
can you talk about which one is crooked?
I just felt like a little crooked.
Because your teeth look healthy.
It's healthy.
Are you missing teeth?
I don't have... No, I'm good. But then I feel like a little bit like it tilted. So then I went to the dentist. And then Dr. Brian, my teeth is crooked. And then he said, let me see. And then he said, no one care. He said, no one cares.
He said that?
He said, I'm a dentist outside the office. I never look at people's teeth like so close. No one cares. I'm like, wow, that's like, it changed my life.
Oh, because you were so being critical on...
Like, oh, my tooth being crooked. And then now I know no one cares. And I'm like, I live so free. What a life.
What tooth is it?
It's just in my head. I feel it's like in your it's head. Like a little bit tilted, whatever. And then he said, no one cares.
They're like straight, right? Can you see?
I had dental work done. But then he told me, he's the one who said, yeah, no one cares. And after that, I've been like really free.
Okay.
So he saved me.
This is E-Dream.
E-Dream. It's really good.
In Koreatown.
Yes. I love it.
And his name's Dr. Brian.
Yes.
Korean.
Yes. Korean people are really good.
Korean dentist.
Fast.
He's fast?
He's so fast.
Is he good?
He's really good.
What makes him good?
He's Korean. Right by the Tofu House. I love Tofu House.
I love Tofu House.
Isn't it so good? Okay.
Since you brought up, is it BCD?
Why is this so good? BCD, it's my favorite.
BCD Tofu House
specializes
in kimchi jjigae.
Hi.
Yes.
Yes.
It's Korean stew, kimchi stew.
So good.
Because you know why?
What?
They give you an egg.
And then the banchan.
Banchan. Oh, so you so know your good. Shit. So they gave you an egg. So
yes.
Can I tell you the one thing I don't like?
What?
At the beginning, they bring the fish.
What kind of American? I
don't like the fish.
I love the fish.
But you know what I'm talking about.
I eat the whole thing.
When they bring out the banchan.
Yes.
They bring out the fish.
That's the best part.
It's this burnt, skinny.
It's baked, delicious.
You like the fish.
I love the fish. It was a little bones in it.
Yeah, with the bones so and good. The scales in it.
Yeah,
you do?
It's so good. That's just, the best part.
Okay, well, I take that back. Okay, the fish is good. I just don't eat the fish. But go to BCD Tofu House in the city closest to you.
Yes.
Okay, I lost my train of thought. We were talking about your dentist.
Yeah.
In Koreatown.
Yeah.
Fish.
Wow, that's good.
We're already, the hour is already crept up on us.
I can't believe it.
But you're always welcome is the thing.
Yes.
Aiko Tanaka is always welcome at the Stevie Weeby Show, part 3, 4, 5, whatever it takes. I want to start highlighting your comedy, where people, you know, could check you out, your Instagram, your website. Go ahead.
Wait, why is it called Weeby?
It's just the name, you know, because I used to call it, it was just Stevie Weeby. It's just a catchy thing, you know, and I didn't want to use just Stephen Lee. That's it.
I want to do that.
Oh, we could come up with a moniker for
like
you.
Like Aiko
you
know something. What? Okay, let's take a note.
I'm going to write Aiko moniker.
I thought you were taking a lot of notes. Your note is just in New York.
You don't care? No, I do. You know why? In my defense,
what?
I used to take a lot of notes the whole episode, but I noticed when I was taking notes, I wouldn't be paying. You know what I mean?
Oh, you're not paying attention.
So guess who's taking notes now?
Wow.
Okay. And she has us covered.
You're right.
Right? I know you took some damn good notes, right? Flash them up. Put them in the air.
You don't have to show.
Just show us the writing. Flip it over and just show us what you got. Look at that. Look at all those notes.
Does she ever show up on the thing? Does she ever show her face or not?
She showed it once briefly. We did a solo episode and I go, hey, step in the camera real quick. You did it for a half a second, didn't you?
I didn't come in.
You didn't come in? No. I thought you did. You just spoke.
She has great face.
She is. She's a great intern. Mm-hmm. The reason why
is
I'm guarding her anonymity and I don't want, you know what I'm saying?
Guarding
her anonymity.
Anonymity?
Yeah.
Anonymity. Anonymous.
Right?
Sure. It's a
mystery. Yeah, it's a mystery.
And you went to college.
Because people will do research and try to find out, oh, who is she? And, you know, people get weird.
Did you go to college?
I mean, I could talk to you 5 hours about my college experience. Yeah.
Because you use Arizona big words.
State. I do?
Yes.
I don't think I do.
Anonymity. I never heard that before.
You haven't?
No.
It's being anonymous. Mystery. Mysterious.
I'm not dumb. It's
you're not
English
dumb at all. You're very smart. And I want people, how can people best support Aiko Tanaka?
I think Instagram is happening.
Okay, so
my Instagram is it's Aiko Rumba, like Aiko Rumba, but it's AIKORUM, like Mary, B as a boy, A as apple, underscore.
Say that one more time.
Slowly with English accent. Aiko Rumba, AIKO, slower. RUMBA underscore.
One last time.
Are you serious?
No, because I did like threes.
Okay.
Do the,
you like
for
three?
Three. Because you notice I hit my fridge three times. One, two, three.
You like threes and then baby wipes.
Yes. One third time, slow it down.
Okay. Slow it down. Okay.
This is Aiko's Instagram, by the way.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay. I need this. You know, remember you were doing the fist thing? I need that. Okay. The same speed. AIKORUMBA underscore. It wasn't slow, but that's good.
Dude, it was an honor having you.
It was an honor.
When's your next comedy show? Can people come
out
this
weekend?
So this is going to be later on. But what about next week?
Next week? I don't know yet.
Okay.
I'll post something.
Yes.
Because I never really do. Yes. I just show up and leave.
This episode's dropping next Wednesday, just to let you know.
Good to know.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks again for tuning in for another episode of the Stevie Wiebe Show. If you want to help support the podcast, the channel, go to patreon.com/Stevie Wiebe. I also have a website, StevieWiebeShow.com. Okay. You could purchase a little Ray shirt or some other stuff too. Scissor Bros, that's the other podcast I do with comedian Jeremiah Watkins. Those episodes drop every Friday. Support that. Subscribe to that channel. We're going to be doing some live podcast events coming up April 6th, June 29th. Okay. Make sure you check that out. I'll post that on my Instagram. My Instagram's QUANGOU, Kwangu. StevieWiebeBandcamp.com/Kwangu. Okay. I also have a couple music projects on Spotify. So go to Spotify, type in QUANGOU. Okay. Look out for the Stevie Wiebe Show in Tokyo, Japan in 2030. Okay. We're heading out there. We're going to start doing it. And just getting back to traveling, hopefully, okay? If you want to send any packages, keep doing it, any packages, send your stuff to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California, 90093. It was an honor having you.
It was good to see you.
Can I bow to your father again? What's his name again?
He doesn't deserve it.
He does deserve it.
Why? He left us when I was a kid.
Okay, what about your mom?
What's your name? You can bow to my country.
I'll bow. I'm 10% Japanese. I'll bow to your country.
Don't do it.
I'm 10%.
Let's not do that.
What about your mom? What about your mom? What about your mom? What's her name?
Sue.
Konnichiwa. Sue.
That's good enough. I have Twitter.
Okay.
Say your Twitter. Is AIKO
TANAKA,
I think.
Aiko Tanaka.
Yeah.
Twitter. Okay. Dude, that was awesome. One, two, three. Boom.
Yay.
My buddy Skip is a trip, feeling blue like a crip. Framed for robbing a bank, letting loose from the hip. He really couldn't predict this grip, was so full of angst. Him and Henry were woodpeckers, did a song and dance at bit. Oh, rodeo man in the west, you can. You're the best on the land to bless the sands. Do the bull with your hand, oh Skip, you can. Get that fucking bull, pull on that rope. Feeling still crazy, maintaining against the grain. Making me wanna get in a plane. The pain inside my brain never ends, sustained. I'm down for the count on the ground freight train. Living today, don't
betrayed. Live this way, can deal with shade. A spade is a spade. He made the greatest blade in a charade of pain. I am not a man, I am an animal, a male. I live by maritime, the law of water about to sail. When my mother had me, I slipped out of her canal. What you call a sailing ship is named after a female.
Holding proud at your door, venture off like Cousteau. Is there enough or below? Would you get plowed in snow with your nose?